With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Several of President-elect Donald Trump's incoming cabinet nominees were targeted Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning with bomb threats or were swatted, according to Trump transition spokesperson Caroline Leavitt. Bernie Bennett has more.
Leavitt said in a statement Wednesday morning, quote, the nominees were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. Leavitt continued, these attacks range from bomb threats to swatting. In response, law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. President-elect Trump and the entire transition team were grateful for their swift action. Leavitt did not list the names of the cabinet nominees who were targeted and declined to provide details on the targeting. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden is spending Thanksgiving with his family at the Nantucket home of Orioles owner David Rubenstein. Biden arrived at the small island off Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Tuesday night. The Baltimore Sun's reporting that he stayed at Rubenstein's compound in the past, but the private equity billionaire himself will not be there during this visit. The Bidens are expected to visit the downtown Nantucket area Friday and then attend the annual tree lighting ceremony on Main Street. In one form or another, cranberries are a staple of Thanksgiving dinner, and the growers anticipate a bumper crop.
Cranberry production is big business in the Bay State. This year, the state's farmers are projected to produce 2.2 million barrels of cranberries, an increase of 12% over last year. In the words of one second-generation grower, the season has been pretty good this year. We've had a pretty good crop. There are nearly 300 cranberry bogs in Massachusetts, covering roughly 14,000 acres. The native wetland plants that produce cranberries start growing well ahead of Thanksgiving in May. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Churches and homeless shelters are preparing for Thanksgiving.
Congregations all across the U.S. and gospel rescue missions will be serving turkey and all the trimmings to families who can't afford it or have no place to call home. It's a big lift, but it's even bigger this year after months of inflation and general economic precarity. Pastors and shelter directors say they didn't get as much donations this year, either food or cash, and are having to dig deep to make sure that everybody gets fed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejects a request to block a San Jose State women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament because the player is actually a guy. The ruling by U.S. Magistrate Judge Cato Cruz will allow the man to continue competing in the Mountain West Conference Women's Championship in Vegas. A lawsuit was filed by nine current players against the Mountain West Conference, challenging the league's policy of allowing men to compete in women's sports. This is SRN News. Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 SUVs and small cars.
It's because the rearview camera image may not show up on the screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the camera at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. John Scott reporting.
The Thanksgiving travel rush is in full force. Wednesday, one of the busiest travel days of the year, with people hitting the roads, skies, and rails. TSA expects to screen 18.3 million airline passengers this week through Monday after Thanksgiving. If those numbers pan out, it would be the busiest Thanksgiving travel period on record. More details at srnnews.com.